Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you didn't know.
Five, four, three, two.
Exciting news, everyone.
Are you ready to go crazy?
I demand entertainment.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Don't make me late. God pays twice as much attention on Christmas.
Wow, you're really getting the Christmas spirit.
Who wants to put on a show?
Well, it's time to hit it.
Showtime. It's showtime.
3 days until Christmas. Three, count them, three.
I can't believe the big man in his fat sack is coming soon.
the fat man with the big sack is coming to town indeed, and I hope you're ready. But if you're not, lucky you, we have three more. These are the final stocking stuffers coming today, and they'll all be super stocking stuffers, I'll go ahead and tell you. Something else I'm going to go ahead and tell you is next week, we are off.
Bye.
For the first time in my, I've been on the air for over 45 years. And I don't think I've ever been off for 10 days straight.
You'll still hear our voices around, though.
Yeah, we'll still be sort of here. I thought we should start off with a Christmas song today. Here's Scotty.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. 6:08 with 3 days to go until Christmas. Another stuffer coming up for you about 6:25. I got in a Christmas carol last night, put it in there, and enjoyed the entire thing, chilling. Went to bed a little later than usual. I said, I don't know why, but I wasn't sleepy or tired last night like I normally am. I think it's because a friend of mine gave me a Keurig machine.
Oh.
For Christmas, and I broke it out late afternoon yesterday and could not resist brewing a cup of coffee. So I had a cup of coffee at like 5 o'clock.
Nice, but you
mistake.
Regretted it.
Yeah. Mistake. I shouldn't have done it, but I got to try this thing out. I got to see. Plus, it was a flavor I didn't try. Like, yeah, I'm doing it. So I did it. And at midnight, I'm still wide awake.
Oh, no, Dale-o.
I'm good today, though. Got a lot done yesterday. Made us some tuna dip for today.
I'm so excited. I'm literally thinking about commercial going down, getting it out.
The world-famous tuna dip has been made. It is sitting in the fridge, if I do say so myself. It's a great batch.
And we appreciate you, pal.
Perfect flavor. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to get on that here in a few minutes. Kane Brown's new. I can feel it.
And even though we getting naughty all night, that's how we do, fancy light.
Ho, 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 fancy light Christmas. Walker Hayes still riding away, baby. Do it. How's that tuna dip?
Dale.
Come on. Come on.
My God.
I hit it this time, didn't I? This best batch ever.
I just told you off air. We're going to have to finish that. I mean, there's not going to be any left.
Well, I'm leaving town, so it's the only responsible thing to do. I can't
it's
be
leaving. It's
our duty.
It is. Yeah. All right. I'm glad we came to that.
So, hey, we got 3 days left till Christmas, and we promised you yesterday that today would be the final three stocking stuffers. So, here we go. Stocking stuffer number one today. What do you got?
So, I'm a little selfish on this one. Now, honey, I know you're listening. Do not take this to heart because he's been listening all week, taking things to heart.
Danny, take it easy, buddy.
But I'm going to be a little selfish when I say this. Get mama a massage gift card.
Yeah.
The final stocking stuffer. Someone you know in your life, get them a massage gift card.
Let me tell you something. If you've never had a professional massage, you have no idea what you're missing. I'm serious. I cannot be more serious when I say this. Once it happens to you, it's a life changer.
I need one. I woke up this morning. I can't even turn my neck. It's pulling. It hurts. I just need a deep massage so bad.
And another pro tip. Get the 1 hour. Not the 30 minute.
Yeah.
Get the 1 hour.
But, you know, I like to think about stuff like this when we get down to the wire. Think outside the box. Last year, we talked about doing photography gift cards from some of your local photographers. I can send you a list of them. I know plenty. And I'm sure you know a couple, too. But surprise her with a nice little family photo shoot, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong and never, you can never go wrong with photos, family photo stuff.
Yeah, but just maybe think, you know, just think outside the box. A gift card to her favorite place or his favorite place or...
Oh, and don't write on a piece of paper, free massage.
No, nobody wants that. That's on the unacceptable gift list.
Yeah, we did that
no
already.
No creepy massage.
But a one-hour massage from a professional massage studio... Absolutely do it. Oh, here we go. It's a super stuffer. I love doing things for you early birds. You guys get up early with us every day. And I know a lot of you go to work at 6:30 or 7. Here you go right now. See what's in the envelope. What's it going to be? And it is... Tim McGraw tickets.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw puts on a great show. Think of all the hits he's got to perform for you. He can fill up 2 hours and say, well, we hit after hit.
And with this one, you get a choice of where you want to go see him perform, Charlotte or Raleigh.
What could be better? You get to pick it. What caller are we taking here on 3 days to go till Christmas?
Well, the phone lines are already blowing up, yeah, so let's make it a little more difficult
on
people this morning. We're going to go caller 13.
Caller 13. Caller 13, we're waiting on you. Come on, 13-799-WOLF. We're going to set you up with Tim McGraw tickets just for you. Stuff them in a stocking, keep them for yourself. Do what you want. You are in charge of your free Tim McGraw tickets. 799-WOLF.
There's a little moonlight. Burn it down.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien. It's Annie Camp. Somebody DM'd me about the recipe. Asked about this tuna dip we're eating that I made. I can't take credit for this recipe. It really came from a restaurant called Carlos and Pepe's. It used to be in Malibu, California. It's not there anymore, however. I think there is one in Florida. And the recipe is online if you Google Carlos and Pepe's famous tuna dip.
Oh, wow.
The recipe is there. And you can make your very own. I will tell you that white pepper is the key to making it taste good. I mean, every ingredient is key, but that white pepper gives it a little extra special bite. So
I just want y'all to know that Dale's not gatekeeping. I literally typed in Carlos and Pepe's famous tuna dip, and it popped up right here.
Yeah, there you go. I do not put onion in mine, but there are some that say onion.
It says onion.
Yeah, I don't put it in there. I found when I made it with onion that it didn't taste as good as it did without. So anyway, it's to each his own, but the recipe is there, and I think you'll enjoy it.
It'll knock your socks off.
It's good with tortilla chips. The henna lime. It's also good with it would also be good with naan bread, or it would also be good with pita.
I was thinking pita, yeah. I told him, I said, I just want to make a sandwich out of it. We were over here trying to create new ideas of ways to eat tuna dip.
I think the hors d'oeuvre idea would be good. You put that on bread, then make like a veggie sandwich with sliced cucumbers and stuff on there, and then cut it in triangles.
You know, you could just put that around a bunch of veggies or something.
Sure you could.
Honestly, it's so good.
It's multi-purpose.
It is.
Coming up, the... today's top three is on the way. Also, we're going to have a rap battle today. You ready?
And we're going to get rap tips from a professional rapper.
We're going to do this on Facebook Live. Annie and I are each going to rap a similar package. It's not a speed test, right? It's just to rap the present.
Yeah, I don't want to. If the more I rush, the worse it's going to be.
It's going to be awful. So we're going to do that. What time are we doing that?
Can
we
do that somewhere? I think about 7:25 or so. We're going to have it on live, too, on Facebook.
All right, so we'll be doing that. That should be fun. The rap battle is on the way.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Music brought to you.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today.
2.
Top.
1.
3.
Go.
Sundays could now have Chick-fil-A.
However.
Well, maybe not near us, okay. But it's a possibility because certain regions of New York and New Jersey have been under this. There's a new bill proposed from the New York State Assembly, and it might require them to open up on Sundays because it requires food and beverage companies along the New York State Thruway owned and operated by certain public authorities to stay open 7 days a week.
Well, I knew it had to be something like that.
Of course, Chick-fil-A hadn't responded. But according to the bill, Chick-fil-A operates under a portfolio owned by the Irish convenience store chain Applegreen, which took over the lease of the service area. And basically, they fall underneath this. There's nothing objectionable about it, but it's just like, hey, you're here. We want to serve people. So
that's a strict policy, though, with corporate Chick-fil-A. And they're the kind of company who go, well, we'll just close the store then.
Yeah, we'll just close that store.
We're not going to.
We don't need that there.
Sorry. We're out.
So, I just thought, interesting, Chick-fil-A could be open on Sunday. Okay. Probably won't be, but could be.
Okay.
To highlight 2024, I just thought I'd mention a couple of the new movies coming up in the next year because they sound really great.
Okay.
The new Mean Girls, I'm into it. I'm all about it. There's one called Role Play. Looks pretty good. It Ends With Us. That's based off the Colleen Hoover book, which is just perfection. So, it's got Blake Lively in it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
What could be wrong with that?
I guess they're doing a Bob Marley movie. So it's Bob Marley, One Love.
Yeah, I'm on.
Ordinary Angels. That's got, what's her name in there? Not Sandra Bullock. What's the other one that always reminds me of her? Hillary Swank.
Another America sweetheart.
Hillary Swank,
okay.
The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Which is a kind of a reboot of an old TV show that starred Lee Majors.
Why we need a fourth Kung Fu Panda, I don't know, but 2024 says we do. Snow White, the live action, thrilled to see that. Another Quiet Place, Day One.
Whew, geez, scary.
Part 3 to Dune. I didn't even know there were two
parts. Get out with that. Shut up. Stop making those crappy movies.
Challengers, whatever that is, but it's got Zendaya, and I like her. It's a steamy sports drama.
I just don't care for her. I don't know. There's something about her that bothers me.
Deadpool 3. Back to Black, which I guess is about Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
The Garfield movie. Cute. Petty. Love it. Inside Out 2. Bad Boys 4. Bad Boys 4.
We shouldn't have done two.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. Twisters, the sequel.
Okay, there's more than one. Look out, here comes a bunch of twisters.
This is getting a little Sharknado-ish to me.
Right.
Despicable Me 4. I don't know why we need another fourth of that one. This one's called Mufasa the Lion King. Maybe the backstory to Mufasa.
They are out of ideas, man. They are just out.
Captain America, Brave New World, Beetlejuice 2. Joker, Folie à Deux, or whatever. It's got Lady Gaga in it. Wicked, which I'm thrilled about. Gladiator 2, and that's the end of my list, thank God.
January 12th, there's a few action. All my guys out there, Jason Statham's got a movie that looks really good. It's What You Expect From Him. It's called The Beekeeper.
Oh, yeah, good. You showed me that. It does look pretty good. And last but not least, sharing some more holiday cheer from a triad woman who was trying to make a difference in her community, and her name is Emily Laws. She learned about a nursing home in the area that needed some holiday uplifting, some cheer there. She said, I'm going to help out. So in a few days, friends, families, and strangers came together and they all collected items and they were able to give holiday gifts to all 72 residents at Grand Villa Assisted Living in Winston-Salem.
Wow, how about that?
Talk about a Christmas just little miracle. I love it.
Love those stories.
She plans to hand out the gifts today to the residents.
Well, how about that? Yeah. Santa Claus really is coming to town. Another stuffer coming for you. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Since Santa Claus is coming to town, I've dialed up Santa's personal hotline.
Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus, and you have reached my personal hotline. We have been very busy making all of those toys to deliver on Christmas morning, and I want you to know that your family loves you very much, and so do I. So be good, and don't forget to always listen to your parents. And remember, kids, I know who's been naughty and nice. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, he's coming to town, kids.
He's just so holly and jolly. I love him.
Oh, you got to be extra good the next day or two, for sure. You got another stuffer over there?
Yeah, maybe.
She says maybe. Is it going to be a super stuffer? I'm going to tell you, yeah, it's going to be a super stuffer.
All the folks down in Lynchville, boys like me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 3 days to go till Christmas. I got to be honest with you. I guess we say it every year, but this has seemed like the fastest Christmas season that I remember. But I will tell you, I've really enjoyed it. I've made a point to do it. I said at the beginning of the season, I'm going to make a point to enjoy it, and I have, and I hope you have too. And we have a stuffer for you. This is the second stuffer today. There will be only one more after this. We're down to the wire here with 3 days to go. What do you got for it?
It's time to start thinking out of the box. It is crunch time, ladies and gentlemen. This morning I woke up. My neck hurt so bad. I said, you know what? I need a massage. And yes. Then I thought, who doesn't need a massage? So, with that being said, go get your lady or your man, if they're hardworking, go get a massage. Go get a couple's massage. Go get your mama a massage. Go buy her a gift card, okay? They're everywhere. You got your local peeps. You got the bigger places, Massage Envy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. A massage, I promise you, that's better than even a little manicure, pedicure gift card.
I'm always amazed when I hear people who've never tried it. I've never tried it.
I've never tried a massage, ever.
Stop.
I have, okay, I lied. A couple months ago, I had one at my chiropractor. The one at my chiropractor, but it was not good. So I've never had a massage.
No, you need to get one, for sure.
I do.
Danny!
Especially if
buddy!
I am hurting. Anyways, there's also a time to score like a photography gift card for some local photographer. There's 4,000 million out there, and they all do a wonderful job. And so if you know a local one or if you need an idea, reach out to me. I got plenty. I got plenty of good ones out there.
Good.
Hello?
There we go again. It's a super stuffer. What's it going to be? Let's find out. It's inside this envelope right here.
My favorite part. Oh, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And today, it's for this hour, Kenny Chesney tickets.
All right.
Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, one of those outdoor shows. Oh, it's going to be great. If you've never seen him in concert, you will have a great time. You'll enjoy it. You'll sing along to every song. You'll bounce the beach ball around. You'll raise your brewski in celebration. So let's do it. What call are we taking?
I want to do, I know this is going to be a big one. I'm going to do caller 30.
30?
Caller 30.
Wow. Caller 30 at 799-WOLF. Ready for you now for Kenny Chesney concert tickets. The second to last stuffer of the year. 799-WOLF. Go to the phone now.
I was down with the boys catching up in a knee.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Getting ready for the rap battle here between Annie and I. She's going to wrap the package. The boxes are similar. They're not exactly the same, but they're similar in size and design. We're going to use the same wrapping paper, same kind of tape, everything. So nobody has an edge.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to, we'll cut them beforehand. I'm a little nervous because I wrap terribly. But I had this wild idea. Why don't we just get the person I was, you know, talking about a couple weeks ago in the morning show? Why don't we just get her to tell us what to do? A professional rapper.
Right. We have Alexandria on the line, and we'll just let Annie go right into finding out how to rap here. Go.
When it comes to measuring, I try to like eyeball it. I put it on the paper, like whatever the shape of it is. I put it on the paper. I try to cut it. I always end up with too much paper at the end of it. Like I'm always cutting off edges when I go to fold. What is, like, how do you know that you're cutting the right size? What's the best tip for that?
Really, if you can just sit it, you know, kind of towards the edge of your wrapping paper and wrap it once all the way around and then leave maybe an inch or two, that gives you enough to cover it all the way around. And then I would say push it a little bit towards the end. You only need to cover your end maybe like 3/4. So if you have about 3/4 of wrapping paper for one end, you can eyeball the other end, cut it off, save your excess paper for another gift, but now you've cut off what you need.
And see, I also struggle with like the edges. When you go to fold them to make those little triangles and you fold it up and seal it, in my mind, like I go good, but then it's like my bottom piece folds perfectly, but my top piece is much wider. It looks ugly. I end up doing this weird little cut on mine and hiding.
All right, we're getting set for the rap battle in here. Squares of paper have been cut.
Yeah.
We've gotten our pro tips. We're trying to soak all that in. And we're going to wrap. This is not a timed battle. It's just to see who raps the best.
Facebook Live if you're interested.
Girl, you know I've known you forever.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. All right. Go to Facebook Live if you want to watch the rap battle. We're getting ready to do it right now. We're already on. So go to Facebook Live. She and I are going to wrap a similar package.
Yeah.
With the same paper, same kind of tape, everything. Nobody has an edge. We got our pro tips a few minutes ago from Alexandria, so we're going to see how we do. And in here on Facebook Live already, Annie has predicted that I'm going to do a better job.
I do think you will. I think you're a way more gentle kind of person when it comes to these things. You're a delicate man.
Okay. All right. I'll see if my delicateness is going to win this over here.
93.1 The Wolf.
Music.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We didn't really count votes, but what does it look like on the voting on our rap battle this morning?
I see two for Dale already. A tie. Another one for me. It looks like it's you, Dale. You won. I just say you won.
Looks like I won.
I have to say you won. You deserve to win.
We got a couple of nice fake packages. Speaking of packages, Annie, I'm going to hit you with something. This is kind of funny because...
What?
Because this is kind of funny. First of all, I was like, I don't do bags. We wrap. I put this in a bag. But what's funny about this is one of the gifts we canceled, but it's for a specific purpose.
Oh, my God. And I thought we weren't doing gifts.
We're not doing gifts.
So why am I getting a gift?
Just...
What did you get me?
That's for the game. It's a stadium blanket for the Carolina game next week.
Yay!
Satya, I told you it was for a specific purpose.
Because Carolina plays the Mountaineers, West Virginia Mountaineers, and right. We actually get to host for a game for my husband's family, but it's a house divided because I'm a Carolina
girl. I know, because you know you're going to be pulling for the heels.
Oh, Dello! I knew I should have got you the thing I was going to get you!
Don't worry about me. But you can wrap yourself up in that at the game.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Did your heart go three sizes today or what?
Yeah, I guess it did.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, you got your stadium blanket there for the game next week. What day is that game?
Wednesday. My brother's going to be so jealous. Oh. He loves a good blanket. He is going to be jelly.
Well, there's only room for you under that, I'm afraid. Right. Ain't room for him.
Oh, thank you, Dale.
You're welcome. Birthdays coming next on The Wolf.
Don't have to leave this town to
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And we've got four full days of celebrating to do right now. So let's get to it. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Okay. Happy birthday today to Brian Myers of Welcome, Rayford Kaiser, Samantha Johnson of Lexington, Jamie Glasgow of Kang, Mary Presnell of Ramsewer, Jareth Windsor of King, Michael Hobart of Walnut Cove, Preston Vaughn of Walnut Cove, Christopher Hyatt of Stokesdale, Bill Lepper of Randleman, Angie Tilly of Blues Creek, Sherry Smith of Ashboro, Becky Anderson of Hamptonville, Beth Durham of Snow Camp, Jessica Shannon of Graham, Hannah Jarrell of Reidsville, Lakin Elliott of Galax, Virginia. Represent right now. Michelle Slavin of Ashboro, Elizabeth Williams of Burlington, and Brandon Kruthis of Jamestown. For tomorrow, happy birthday to Brooke Carpenter of Winston-Salem, Kat Porterfield of Kernersville, Braylon K. Adams of Liberty, Joshua Sands of Sandy Ridge, Erica Parrish of Rural Hall, Stephen Howell of High Point, Marianne Keller of Winston-Salem, Kathy Mabe of Greensboro, Mike Pittard of Mebane, Dana Nelson of Walnut Cove, Renee Surratt of Archdale, Holly Lackey of Ramsewer, Chloe Phillips of Moxville, Anna Tucker of Ashboro, Lisa Van Zant of Thomasville, Jessica Porterfield of Burlington, Christy Clifton of Walnut Cove, Stephanie Nunn of Trinity, Kelly Luther of Ashboro, and Sarah Davis of Liberty. For Christmas Eve, happy birthday to you, Zach Stowe of Winston-Salem, Libby Ryan of Advance, Luke Manuel of Kernersville, Kim Samuels of Archdale, Sarah Short of Trinity, Kelly Luther of Ashboro, Charles Ryder of Advance, Sarah Short of Trinity, I think I already said that, Karen Smith of Greensboro, Belinda Perdue of High Point, Angel Green of Ashboro, and Kara Wilson of Winston-Salem. And for Monday, Mr. Herbert Bell of Greensboro, Joshua Phipps of Winston-Salem, Sierra Devant of Kernersville, Sherry Glasgow of High Point, Charles Haynes of Winston-Salem, Hunter Jarrett of Greensboro, Robert Heggie of Winston-Salem, Crystal Milton of Ashboro, Tanya Wilson of Thomasville, Michelle Wood of Greensboro, Katie Neal of Archdale, and Arielle Freeman of Moxville.
Woo!
I'm hurting. I think I'm about to have a heart attack. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Okay, so every year, for all my people who like the funny Christmas songs, I always play this Daryl Stokes thing from my old friend Tim Wilson, God rest his soul. Passed away a few years ago. One of the most creative guys I've ever seen in my life. He could write a song on the fly. He'd say, hey, write me a song about wrapping paper. He'd do it right on the fly.
Oh, I do that all the time with Frank.
I know you do. You also know every word to every song ever.
I don't know how. It just happens.
Every single one. So anyway, I'd gotten some DMs about, you know, have I played it yet? And the answer was no, I hadn't played it yet. So here we go.
Daryl Stokes, that dumb son of a almost shot Santa Claus.
Like those Christmas cookies, babe. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's
two,
top
one,
3.
Go.
Could we see Chick-fil-A open on a Sunday? Maybe. If you're going to visit New York and New Jersey. They're proposing a new bill with the New York State Assembly that the fast food chain that's known for closing up shops on Sunday might soon be required to fire up the fryers for the first day of each week. The bill aims to require food and beverage companies along the New York State Thruway, owned and operated by certain public authorities, to stay open 7 days a week. And the people who own that Chick-fil-A fall under that. They have not commented. We're pretty sure they're just going to say, hey, we're going to close that one down. If we got to open it on Sunday, we're closing it all down.
It'll be interesting because, you know, you've got the franchisee who, you know, is
probably on board with it.
That's going to be tough, but I'm with you. I think they're going to say, we're out.
I get it for where it is and wanting to have all kinds of food options week round, you know, but
I do understand it.
Yeah.
It's like these food concessions. It's a complicated thing. And there's a lot of money involved here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to quickly run down some of the movies we can expect to see in 2024, some of which I cannot believe we're doing more of, and some I'm excited to see. Mean Girls comes out in January. So does Role Play in February, one of the biggest Colleen Hoover books. It Ends With Us, which I love, happens, and it's got Blake Lively in the movie. Bob Marley, One Love, comes out on February 14th. I like that. I like what they did there.
Yeah, Mom.
Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank is in February. Then we've got The Fall Guy in March, followed by Kung Fu Panda 4. Good. Why we need a four of those.
Stop that nonsense.
Snow White in March. Very excited about that live action version. It's going to be really good, I think. March, again, Quiet Place, day one. How many times is it going to be quiet in that place?
A lot of quietness going on.
A lot of silence.
I'm over that already.
Yeah. Dune Part 2.
Please.
In March.
What a horrible idea that whole thing was from the get-go.
Followed up by April with Challengers. That's got Zendaya in it. Then we have Deadpool 3 in May.
Ryan, stop with the Deadpool tonight.
Back to Black in May, which I'm assuming is the Amy Winehouse kind of story.
That's got to be a real pick-me-upper.
I'm sure. The Garfield movie in May. Inside Out 2 in June. Bad Boys 4 in June.
Should have stopped with one.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 also in June. And double this time, Twisters, not Twister, Twisters is in July.
Multiple Twisters coming.
Followed by Despicable Me 4. Mufasa the Lion King, Captain America, Beetlejuice 2, another Joker movie, Wicked, Gladiator 2.
They're out of ideas.
They are. They've got to be out of ideas.
And my action peeps, January 12th, you got Jason Statham, The Beekeeper. Come on, it looks pretty good.
That should be pretty good, yeah. And, excuse me, last but not least, there is a triad woman who was sharing some love with some elderly people, and this makes my heart just so happy. Again, another reason for the season. Emily Laws, shout out to you. She learned about a nursing home that was going to need some holiday cheer. She decided she was going to help out. So after a few days, friends, family, and strangers came together and collected items, and they are giving gifts to all 72 residents at Grand Villa Assisted Living in Winston-Salem.
Wow.
Right, and she's delivering them today. So that'll be a very sweet Christmas. She goes, this has been my Christmas. The Lord has blessed me, and I hope this is a blessing to these people and a blessing to everyone who helped me.
So, angels among us, people.
Spread those good that good cheer, you know?
That is awesome. Good for her. Love hearing those stories this time of year. Well, any time of year, but especially
Absolutely. This
time of year. Just in case you didn't know, we haven't given away, haven't opened the last stocking yet. The last stuffer still to come. Excited. Santa Claus coming to town, and Sunday is the night before Christmas. And it wouldn't be right if we didn't listen to the story. It was the night before Christmas. And to do that, here's a bunch of people that I'm quite sure you've heard of before. It's pretty cool. Listen up. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenny Chesney.
Hey, this is Cam.
Hey, this is Brad Paisley.
Hey, I'm Chase Rice.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Hi, I'm Miranda Lambert.
Hey, what's up?
We're Lanco.
Hey, y'all, I'm Jake Owen.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Seth Ennis here.
Hi, this is Chris Young.
Hi, this is Old Dominion.
I'm Maren Morris.
Hi, this is Kane Brown.
Hey, this is Tyler Farr.
And I'm Carrie Underwood. This is Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
More rapid than eagles his reindeer they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer.
Now Prancer and Vixen.
On Comet, on Cupid.
On Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetop the reindeer they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump,
a right jolly old elf,
and I laughed when I saw him,
in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It is time for the final stuffer of the year. Man, we've had some fun with these things.
We just started this, Dale.
I know we did. We just started. I can't believe how fast it's gone. 3 days until Christmas. What's your situation? How about a new stuffer? What do you got?
So, I woke up this morning with a major crick in my neck, and I said, you know what? We're going to put that on the stuffer list. We're down to the last few moments of rushing around trying to get things for the holidays. And if you're in the spirit of giving, I highly suggest you get someone in your life a massage, whether it's a local spot or somewhere, like Massage Envy is local. But, something that, they're more of a commercially type place. But
yeah, they're all.
Just treat somebody to some spa action. A massage sounds so good. Couples massage, buy it for you and him or her, you know?
If you've never done it, you don't know what you're missing, really. And I'm always amazed at people who've never experienced a professional massage. And pro tip, get the one-hour version.
Oh, that is a pro tip.
Yeah, get the one. Or if you really want to spring, 90 minutes, an hour and a half rub down will do you good, let me tell you, from a pro.
I'd be snoring.
Oh, yeah, I've fallen asleep during a massage before. It's okay.
And don't forget, there's other little things you can do. If massage, don't think is your thing, photographers, get you a little mini session. Get a gift card for that. Go ahead and set a date for it. Stuff like that will go a long way to the lady in your life. Or, you got a guy who likes pictures. It could work, too, So just think about your local, small, your boutiques, anything like that. Get a gift card. It's always a great last-minute gift, and they can get what they want with it.
Yes, get it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. There's the super stocking stuffer alert. Let's see what we have. We won't know until we open this envelope, the last one of the year. Annie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
So satisfying.
And it is Jason Aldean concert tickets.
All right.
For you. Jason Aldean concert tickets. What caller are we taking?
I would like to take caller 30 again, Dale.
Caller 30? Well, you're stuck on 30, aren't you?
It gives enough people time to get in. They feel like they got a fair shot.
Caller 30, it's 799 Wolf. And I'll do this. I'll tear the rest of this envelope for you one more time.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
I know you like that.
It sounds so good.
30. Caller 30-799-WOLF. Got those tickets, Jason Aldean, for you. Come on!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.